We'll call House Education to order. If the clerk would please take the roll.
Thank you, Chair Anderson. Vice Chair Rexton.
Here.
Vice Chair Running Wolf.
Here.
Representative Bergstrom.
Here.
Representative Bertolio.
Here.
Representative Deming.
Here.
Representative Essman.
Here.
Representative Lear.
Excused.
Representative Matthews.
Here.
Representative Mitchell.
Excused.
Representative Romano.
Here.
Representative Seekins Crow.
Excused.
Representative Thain.
Here.
Chair Anderson.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, committee. And we have one bill to hear this afternoon, and then we have to take some procedural action that we had neglected to do earlier on House Bill 837. So at this time, I would invite Representative Barker to please present his bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thanks for the opportunity to present House Joint Resolution number 25 to you this afternoon. My name is Brad Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R. I represent House District 58, which is Carbon County. This is a very simple study resolution, similar to Representative Matthews' study bill. This is really to prime the pump for the decennial study that's coming up and make sure that they have a great start to that and have even more information available to them for decision making. So you just look at the bottom of page one, line 27 begins with generally gauge how the recommendations of the commission have been utilized over the past decade. And then if you go to the second page, it's really asking it to take a look at taxpayer equity and education. This is really looking at the burden on taxpayers between districts and how the reorganization of the school district boundaries might enhance educational opportunities. And then finally, for any statutory changes that might support a successful decennial study. So with that said, I will answer any questions that you have and look forward to the discussion.
Thank you. Are there any proponents? And our lady that runs the remote had told me, texted me earlier and said that there were no online proponents. Are there any opponents? Seeing none in the room, I was also informed there were none online. Informational witnesses? Seeing none. Questions from the committee?
I have one, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, can you talk about how this will complement Representative Matthews' bill? How do you see this working together with his bill?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rexton, I would simply say that they're not competing. We're not trying to do different things, so they're not in conflict. I think that they will support each other and go ahead and starting to gather data that would be helpful for the decennial study.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Representative Barker. Just out of curiosity, for number 3 on page 2 that you mentioned, the reorganization of school district boundaries, what do you kind of envision there, just out of curiosity? What are your thoughts?
Mr. Chair, Representative Matthews, there's really two aspects of that. If you recall Representative Beattie's bill, where you have tuition payments going between districts, really I would like to, when we talk about taxpayer equity, I would like to take a look at the equity between districts and have some additional oversight on how that tuition system is working over the next couple of years prior to that decennial study. And then in terms of boundaries, just over the years, if you look at district boundary maps, some of them, they're not gerrymandered, of course, like some of the other districts, but over time they have grown fingers and some of them have become fairly unwieldy. So, you know, as population, and certainly we've got a lot of population shift and change right now, it's probably time for us to just go look at those district boundaries and say if there might be some ability to shift some boundaries to gain some efficiencies.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just, are you envisioning, just when I think about school districts and the numbers that we have, are you envisioning potentially fewer number of districts possibly to help with that efficiency? Is that kind of where you're headed with this? Just out of curiosity.
Mr. Chair, Representative Matthews, I would not, that's not a goal from this study, Bill, but I would say that as we take a look at this, there, it might spark a conversation between districts to be able to make their operations more efficient. But I would see that being left, in my mind, at local level.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other questions from the committee? Yes, Representative Bergstrom.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Barker. Yeah, I had a question about the boundaries also. In a rural area where I'm at, we have some where we have like a the K through 6 district is different than the high school district, and literally have parents who are sending their kids to, say, this school, and they can't run for the school board because they're not in the district, but their kids are in the district for part of the time, and then when they get high school, then they're not in the district, and that seems a little bit odd. I always thought that was an odd setup, but maybe kind of could deal with some of that kind of stuff.
Mr. Chair, Representative Bergstrom, it could. I think that there's the flexibility with the way the language is written to take a look at those issues. Certainly, those issues exist in other areas in Carbon County. Where I live in Luther, we have a K-8 district for Luther, but we're also in the high school, Red Lodge High School district, and I served on the board as a Red Lodge trustee, but I could only vote on high school issues. I didn't vote on middle school or elementary issues because those are the sole purview of the 5 members that were citizens or representing the elementary, middle school, and Red Lodge High School district. So there is some confusion. There's some opportunities, I think, to take a look at.
Yeah. We've got same situation there. Youth gap and more. So thank you.
Other questions from the committee? Seeing none, would you like to close in your bill?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thanks for your time this afternoon, and I ask for your support on this joint resolution.
Thank you, Representative. This ends the hearing on House Joint Resolution 25. The other order of business we'll do is, unless there's objections from the committee because of the deadlines, let's do executive action on this right at this time. Is there any discussion or need to caucus? Representative Thane.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to voice my complete support for this resolution. I think it's critical that we put together the appropriate data sets before we get into our decennial review. And I do think it'll be incumbent upon the Interim Education Committee to prioritize what data they gather and to what extent they do. But I think the unfortunate reality is too oftentimes we get to the deadlines and we're compelled to do the study and we haven't done enough work in advance to effectively consider other alternatives. So I appreciate the sponsor for bringing this forward. Hopefully we'll have good representation from this committee on the Education Interim Committee, and I would recommend a do pass.
Thank you. Other comments? I would just add that one of the other things, if you look at the state and where the population shifts have been, are really important. But the other thing I think that's really important, since the guaranteed tax base was set up, that was there to equalize educational opportunity and cost the taxpayers, is where relative wealth in the state has shifted. And if you look, there were counties that were extremely wealthy because of extraction industries. And now as times have changed and things have shifted, they've gone from being very affluent to much less so. And if you go back two or three decades and look at it, the shift was really from west to east. At that time in the west, it was all forest money. And then it became coal and oil money. And so I think that really is going to be an important part of the study as the funding is really looked at, too, is, you know, where are the resources coming from and where do they need to go? Representative Deming?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could I ask Representative Thane a question?
Absolutely.
Representative, so I don't know how the interim studies work. Were you referring to the fact that we get up towards the end and we don't have time? Is that the session or the interim?
We are compelled by statute every 10 years to do the decennial review. And I think that we have historically not laid the groundwork, and suddenly that group has been called together. It feels a little harried and rushed. I served on a couple committees after the last lawsuit changed the school funding. And again, it's just that lack of advanced preparation, maybe more than anything, to inform the committee. So I think getting a two-year head start to gather the data, to have conversations about how you might incentivize or reallocate funding, I think that's all just very critical so that that commission can hit the ground running.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And by the way, Laurel was a part of that lawsuit. A lot of schools around were. But thank you, and I got nothing else.
Other comments, questions? Hearing none.
We technically need a motion still.
Okay, would you like to make the motion?
Oh.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Joint Resolution 25 do pass.
The comments we previously heard will just juxtaposition into these now. And having heard those, we'll try a voice vote. All in favor of House Joint Resolution 25, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Hearing none, do we want to do proxies?
Oh, wow. Seekins Crow votes aye by proxy. Lear votes aye by proxy. And Mitchell votes aye by proxy.
Thank you. We're good? All unanimous? House Joint Resolution 25 is on its way to the floor. The other order of business we have in front of us, yes, go ahead, Representative Running Wolf.
Make a motion to table House Bill 837.
Okay, thank you. That's a non-debatable motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? All yes. Thank you.
Do you have proxies for that one?
Oh, here we go. Seekins Crow votes aye by proxy. Lear votes aye by proxy. And Mitchell votes aye by proxy.
House Bill 837 has officially been tabled. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Representative Bertolio.
Yes, Chair. The other night we did not get to hand out a few things, so I'm going to hand this over to the good vice chair.
We have two good vice chairs. In fact, excellent.
Sorry, yes. Of course.
Yeah, me too.
I already coordinated with the one in blue.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. For you to hand out to the good people that kept us moving.
Well, thank you to Representative Bertolio for helping with all of this. Laura, we really appreciate all of your sincere work in making all of our amendments and coming up with them so fast. So thank you very much. Let's see, does this go with Laura?
No.
Okay. And then Rose, we have this for you. as a token of our appreciation for keeping us light and happy and taking the role and the minutes and all of the rest that goes with your position.
I love succulents. Thank you.
Then we have this to our valiant leader, Rep. Anderson, for his work in our committee. So our fearless leader, and we've had to take some very positive votes, but very tough votes at the same time, and I thank you for your leadership and mentoring me, as well as Running Wolf has mentored me, has helped me to be a good vice chair. So I thank you for that.
Yes, Representative Bertolio.
Mr. Chair, how many years have you served our state in education from being a teacher to now?
Well, without getting into a story, that's like asking a wrestling coach to talk about the season, and a week later you're just wondering where the night went. But at any rate, I spent 45 years as a teacher and administrator, and then retired and ran for the legislature. And so this is my final term in the House. I've spent 8 years in the House, so I guess 53 years trying to serve education.
Wow.
Thanks.
Well, I want to thank each of you and thank you for this. This is very touching and means a ton, but I don't think we could have had a better committee, and thank each of you for being here constantly, even when there were times that I know you'd rather been any place. And, we had a couple of meetings that, looking back, I think were ill-called, and that's on me. But I just want to thank you and appreciate everything here and value the time together, and the both professionally and the friendships that I think we've formed. And one of the things I think we've done is we've kept the kids in Montana in our focus 100% of the time. And I guess the other thing I'd say before I adjourn is that, I told the chief clerk a while back, I said, one of the things that's missing in the training for legislators when they come in to serve the people of Montana is there should be a short section on check your ego at the door. Mm-hmm. It isn't about any of us individually, including me. It's about what's best for your constituents, the state, and in education, the students of the state. And so I think we've kept our focus on the ball and done a good job. And so thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that, education's adjourned.
Thank you.